Welcome in. Today we're doing subattack design for club translation in drum and bass, using Ableton Live Stock devices. Beginner friendly, but this is one of those small tweaks, massive difference topics. Here's the big idea. In a club, your sub isn't just low notes. It's impact. And impact mostly comes from how fast and how clearly the bass speaks at the front of the note. If your sub sort of slowly fades in, it can feel late and weak on a big system, even if it looks loud on your meters. So our goal is a sub that hits quickly, stays clean, and stays consistent. By the end, you'll have a simple two-layer bass rack, one clean sub layer for weight, and one attack layer for definition. The clean layer stays boring on purpose. The attack layer is where we add character and knock, without destroying the actual sub fundamentals. Alright, let's set up. First, session prep. Set your tempo around 172 to 176 BPM. Drop in a basic DNB drum loop, at minimum a kick and snare pattern. Then create a new MIDI track and name it SUB. On the master, add spectrum. Set the block size to high, and if you want, enable hold so you can see peaks. Spectrum is not the truth, but it's a very useful sanity check. We're mainly looking for where the fundamental sits, usually somewhere around 40 to 60 Hz depending on your key, and whether there's a bunch of useless rumble-eating headroom. Before we even build anything, here's a quick club sanity moment I want you to use throughout this lesson. Put a utility on the master and hit mono, then turn your monitor volume down a bit. The question is, can you still clearly hear when the bass note starts? If the onset disappears in mono and quiet, your attack information is probably living too high up, or it's too wide in stereo to survive real-world playback. Now step 1. Build the clean sub. On the SUB track, load operator. After that, add EQ8, then utility. In operator, set oscillator to a sine wave. Keep it simple. We want a stable fundamental with no weird movement. Now the most important part. The amp envelope. Set the attack somewhere between 0 and about 2 milliseconds. Yes, tiny. This is one of the main reasons subs feel late. The attack is too slow. But we also don't want clicks, so we'll balance that with release. Set decay around 200 to 500 milliseconds, depending on your pattern. If you want short, plucky notes, pull sustain all the way down to minus infinity. If you want held notes, keep sustain somewhere around minus 6 to 0 dB. Then set release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. Here's what you're listening for. If the sub feels like it arrives late, shorten the attack. If you hear little ticks at the start or end of notes, usually your release is too short, or your note lengths are too choppy with no fade. The fix is often just adding 10 to 30 milliseconds of release. It's boring, but it works. Next, EQ8. Put a high-pass filter at 20 to 25 Hz. 12 dB per octave is fine. That cleans up subsonic rumble that you can't really hear, but your limiter definitely can. If the bass feels boomy, you can try a tiny dip, like minus 2 dB around 45 to 55 Hz with a gentle cue. But only do that if you actually have a problem. Don't carve out the heart of your sub by default. Then utility, turn on bass mono and set it to 120 Hz. This is club safety. Stereo sub can collapse in weird ways on large systems, and even if it sounds wide at home, it tends to translate worse. While you're here, set gain so you're not slamming your master. Leave headroom. DNB needs it. Cool. At this point you have weight, but maybe not enough read. That's where the attack layer comes in. Step 2. Create an attack layer so the bass speaks on real systems. Here's the concept. The sub fundamental is felt, but the attack is often perceived through harmonics in roughly the 100 to 250 Hz area. That's the zone where you get definition and a sense of punch, without turning it into a clicky top end. So we're going to use an Audido effect rack split. Select your devices on the SUB track and group them. That gives you an Audido effect rack. Now create two chains. One chain is SUB clean. The other chain is attack harmonics. The SUB chain stays as is. Don't overprocess it. Remember, boring on purpose. On the attack chain, add saturator, then EQ8, then utility. In saturator, choose a mode like analog clip or soft sign. Start with analog clip. Set drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip, and then compensate the output so when you bypass saturator, the volume doesn't jump. This is important. We're not trying to turn it up, we're trying to reshape it. Now EQ8 on the attack chain. High pass at somewhere around 80 to 110 Hz and use a steeper slope, like 24 dB per octave. We don't want this chain fighting the actual sub fundamental. Then low pass at somewhere around 300 to 600 Hz to keep it focused. If you want more chest, you can do a small boost. maybe plus 2 dB around 150 to 220 Hz with a wide Q. But be careful, too much in that band is the classic sounds amazing at home, turns to mud in a club problem. Then utility on the attack chain. Keep it mono too. Start the gain low, like minus 12 dB, and bring it up slowly while the drums are playing. And that's key. You judge this layer in context, not solo. Solo will lie to you. At this moment you now have a clean sub chain for weight, and an attack chain for definition. That's the entire philosophy. Now step 3. Shape the note start so it feels like it hits. We want something transient-like, but not clicky. Method 1 is a subtle operator pitch envelope micropop. This is a classic trick and it's easy to overdo. Turn on pitch envelope and operator. Set the amount really small, like 1 to 4. Set decay around 20 to 60 milliseconds. Attack at 0. What this does is it gives a tiny downward pitch movement right at the start, which reads like a thump. The rule, if you can clearly hear it as a pitch bend, like boop, it's too much. We want impact, not a cartoon effect. Method 2 is auto filter snap, and this is especially good on the attack chain. Put auto filter before saturator on the attack chain. Choose a low pass 24 dB filter. Set frequency somewhere around 300 to 800 Hz as a starting point. Then turn up the envelope amount around 10 to 25. Attack super fast, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 50 to 120 milliseconds and keep resonance low. What you're doing is creating a fast filter opening on the front of the note, which emphasizes the start without needing to add more distortion. This is one of the most it just works ways to get the bass to read on smaller speakers too. Quick coaching note here, your attack is really a timing plus bandwidth problem. Before you add more drive, zoom in and check your MIDI. Is the note actually starting where you think it is? Sometimes nudging the bass a couple milliseconds later than the kick feels tighter, because the kick gets the first instant, and the bass lands right after. Now step 4, sidechain for translation. In DNB, kick and sub have to cooperate, especially in a loud room. Add a compressor on the SUB track, or even better, only on the SUB clean chain inside the rack. Enable sidechain and pick your kick as the input. Starter settings, ratio 3:1 to 6:1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds, so you let a little bit of the bass transient through instead of completely flattening it. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds, and then adjust threshold until you see about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. Pay attention to groove. If you have a really busy rolling bass line, a shorter release often feels cleaner. If the bass line is more spacious, a slightly longer release can feel huge. There's no single correct number. The correct number is the one that bounces with your drums. And here's an advanced but easy upgrade if you want it. Two-stage sidechain. Put a compressor on the SUB chain with a slower attack, so the sub still speaks. Then put a second compressor on the attack chain with a faster attack, so the knock tucks under the kick. This keeps the bass definition from fighting the kick's click, while still letting it punch in the gaps. Also, if your kick pattern changes a lot, sidechain can get uneven. In that case you can make a ghost kick track and sidechain to that for consistent pumping. The ghost kick is muted, but it controls the compressor the same way every bar. Now step 5, pattern and arrangement ideas. Program a simple rolling subline, 1/8 notes with a couple gaps. One very DNB move is leaving a little room around the snares on beats 2 and 4 so the snare hits like a weapon. Then use the attack layer as energy automation, not loudness automation. In intros, pull the attack chain down by 3 to 6 dB. At the drop, bring it back up. That makes the drop feel louder and more forward, without actually needing to increase your sub level or smash your limiter. You can also automate saturator drive or the auto filter envelope amount for subtle movement across an 8-bar phrase. A great impact trick, put a tiny bass gap right before a key moment, even a 1/16th note of silence. That silence makes the next bass onset feel way more aggressive, with zero extra distortion. Now, common mistakes to avoid. Mistake 1. Attack too slow. The sub feels late and weak. Fix. Bring operator attack down close to 0 to 2 milliseconds. Tighten the envelope. Mistake 2. Clicks at the start. Fix. Increase release a bit and avoid ultra short notes that hard stop. If it's still clicky, shorten note length slightly so releases don't overlap awkwardly. Mistake 3. Too much 150 to 250 Hz. It sounds punchy at home but muddy in a club. Fix. Lower the attack chain. Narrow your EQ boost, and always check with the drums. Mistake 4. Stereo sub. Fix. Utility bass mono to around 120 Hz. Mistake 5. oversaturating the sub fundamental. That's how you lose weight. Fix, distort the attack chain. Keep the clean sub clean. Optional extra. If the attack layer sometimes jumps out unpredictably, that's fake punch. It won't translate. You want controlled, repeatable knock. A light compressor after saturator on the attack chain can stabilize it. Or even a limiter catching just the rare peaks, like 1 to 2 dB. If you want a more focused knock without mod, try a resonant band instead of a wide boost. On the attack chain EQ, do a narrow bell around 160 to 200 Hz, hue around 2 to 4, and only plus 1 to plus 3 dB. Then rebalance the chain gain. That often gives you definition with less mess. Also, layering can cause phase weirdness. If the low-mid impact feels hollow when you blend the chains, try flipping phase on the attack chain using utilities phase buttons and choose the position that feels more solid. Do it quickly on a sustained note like F or G and commit. Let's wrap with a 10-minute practice exercise. Make a 2-bar sub-pattern. Bar 1. Steady 1/8 notes with 1 or 2 gaps. Bar 2. A variation that leads back into bar 1. Now make 3 versions. Version A. Clean sub only. Mute the attack chain. Version B. Bring the attack chain in at about minus 12 dB. Version C. Bring it up around minus 6 dB and slightly shorten your envelope decay so it's tighter. Then a slash B them in 3 ways. On headphones, listen for definition. On small speakers like a phone or laptop, ask, can I still identify the rhythm of the bass line? And in spectrum, keep an eye on whether you're building too much energy around 150 to 250 Hz. And the final rule, pick the best version with the drums playing. Never choose your sub sound soloed. Solo is where great bass lines go to die. Quick recap, club translation is not just low hertz. It's fast, controlled attack plus clean fundamentals. Build a two-layer system. Clean sub around 40 to 70 Hz. Attack harmonics around 100 to 250. Use envelopes like operator pitch micropop or auto filter snap to shape the front edge. Keep the sub mono, and use sidechain to make kick and bass cooperate, and automate the attack layer for drop energy without wrecking headroom. This audio version is shortened for playback.